Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always a good day to be a Green Bay Packers fan. It's a little bit sweeter today. It's a little bit better. I'm not going to lie. Today's a good day to be alive. Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I don't know what Mason Crosby, Mitch Nellis, and friends are going to talk about on the Mason Crosby Show from 9 to 11 today. Not much going on, but probably a lot of Julian Hicks talk. I'm sure they're going to talk about the new tight end on the practice squad. There's just a couple things going on today. We'll get to all of it. Don't worry. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, though, powered by Gruber Law, is the amazingly wonderful Perry Goldstein. You can find her on Packs What She Said, Pack-A-Day Podcast, and on social media at Perry_Goldstein. Hey, Perry, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, Andy. I don't know. Nothing's going on. It's a very boring week leading up to the start of the season, right?
Yeah. So here was our rundown for Perry prior to yesterday. Injury updates in Jaden Reed. Nope. Packers roster. Nope. Where are the Packers better or worse? Nope. Strengths and weaknesses. The U.S. Open. You were at the U.S. Open. Sorry, Perry. I don't care. We're not talking about any U.S. Open today. I did have the latest on Micah Parsons on your list of things to talk about. We're nuking the rest of the list. We've got 9 for 9 today going for Micah Parsons. I'll let you start wherever the heck you want to start, Perry. Walk me through what you're feeling.
Well, at first I didn't believe it. I had to double check that it wasn't like a fake Adam Schefter Twitter account. And then, because the day before I was asked, like, where do you think this stands? And I was like, 3 out of 10. Like, the rumors are there, like, for a reason. I'm sure the Packers have made some calls, but like, the chances that this actually happens, it just is unfathomable to me. And yet here we are living in the unfathomable, one of the best defensive players in the league on an absolute upward trajectory of his career is coming to the Green Bay Packers, filling in where they need him, need a player the most. I don't know, Andy. I have no words. I think we've all been waiting. There's been a pattern in Green Bay, right? You get the star quarterback and then an acquisition that completely puts them over the edge, and the Packers win the Super Bowl. It happened with Favre. It happened with Rodgers. And you kind of have been waiting for that player with Goot. It may not happen. It's yep. Hard. It's, I think, much harder to acquire like blue chip players these days in the league. But then here we are with Jordan Love and Micah Parsons. It makes no sense to me why a team would ever let him go. I'm happy that the Cowboys did. I think Didn't even give up that much. Like this, like you asked for 2 firsts and a Kenny Clark. It's all day, every day. Yes. I could keep going, I think, for hours about how amazing he's going to be in this defense. But I just, I'm over the moon. I was pacing around my apartment. Like, I have so much energy. I don't know what to do with myself.
There's zero way in the world that Xavier McKinney should have ever been allowed to leave the New York Giants and that Micah Parsons should have ever been allowed to leave the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you, NFC East. I love you guys a lot. It's incredible. These things just should not happen. And when Goody saw the opportunity to take advantage of both of those things, he struck and he said, yeah, we're going to go get Xavier McKinney. That contract, by the way, with some of the safety contracts that are going out, like Xavier McKinney looks like an absolute steal. Giving up 2 late first round picks and a 30-year-old Kenny Clark. We love Kenny, no question about that. But again, that's like you said, you do that every single time. There's no question about it. I just love that. You know, he was not afraid to be present in the moment when these things happened, specifically this one. And I just want to say, too, Like, there's a lot that has to go into this. There are a lot of teams that couldn't match what Green Bay did because they can't pay Micah Parsons right now. Green Bay was able to have the money and the resources available to give him that contract. Not many teams are in that position in the first place. Not to mention, you still have all your resources. Other teams have traded away first-round picks. And like they said, they were looking for a premium defensive tackle. I might guess, but they might have even accepted a Devontae White too. They had options probably in that situation. So again, to have the resources available to do it. And not only that, but the money in the bank. This may not sound, this is not the sexy conversation here, but to have the signing bonus money to always go out and do this, to give Jordan Love the massive signing bonus, to now give Micah Parsons the massive signing bonus. There are owners in this league who do not have the cash on hand just to do that piece of it in and of itself. Like, this is a win all the way around. Kudos to the entire organization.
Yeah, and everyone who's saying like, oh, but they're going to be in cap hell and da da da. No, they won't.
Figure it out.
No, they won't. They'll figure it out. Like, they'll eat whatever they need to eat. They'll cut players that they, you know, they maybe need to be a little bit more ruthless in the future. But like, also, it doesn't matter. When a player like this becomes available, you do everything you can, everything in your power. I was listening to a segment the other day, yesterday, that the Ravens were also like very heavy in the conversation, but they just didn't have the capital, to your point, Andy, to give Micah the extension that he wanted. And so they kind of fell out of contention. And it's like, to have those two things, like the ability to give up the capital that the Cowboys want, and then the ability to pay Micah what he feels like he deserves, just probably whittled the list down to very few. And we are just the lucky one that ended up being able to get it done.
Perry, if there is any team, and I mean any team, that is set up to be able to maybe not have a lot of salary cap space and not live with first round picks, Brian Gutekunst in this front office is masters at finding things out of nowhere. Just a Chris Brooks just lying around on the street that you're like, yeah, right, yeah, we'll bring him in. All right, he's now a really good running back. Bo Melton, oh, we'll pick him up off a practice squad, then move him, and now he's a really good corner. Like, just they have the ability to do these things. Alan Lazard off of a practice squad. Keyshawn Nixon on a one-year vet minimum signing. Devondre Campbell, the year he won first team All-Pro, on a one-year $3 million deal. Rasul Douglas off of a practice squad. You keep going, like... Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, even those are like some really amazing examples of like finding guys like literally on the street at some point. But like, even just like look at their track record for the first or the second, third, fourth, fifth seven. Round. Yep. Right. Like, you're looking at Edge Cooper, Elton Jenkins, Tucker Kraft, like Rashid Walker was a fifth round pick. Right. Like, it's just they have such a good ability, to your point, to look at talent that's available in free agency at kind of that like lower end of the deal, but also to find that sweet spot. Jaden Reed was a second round pick. I mean, like, everyone's like, oh, they're giving up their first. Like, okay. Sometimes you don't hit on your first, but like, they hit on that value in like the 40 to 100 pick range. So not concerned.
Perry, this literally could be, we don't know what those next first round picks, this could have literally been the next Eric Stokes and Darnell Savage plus an aging Kenny Clark for Micah Parsons. I mean, it also could be Jair Alexander and Rashawn Gary in their prime or whatever. But like, it's a mystery box. You don't know exactly what you're going to get, and you're picking late in the first round, and instead you get a 26-year-old All-Pro superstar Hall of Fame trajectory linebacker in the prime of his career that fits in the most perfect way into Jeff Hafley's defense. If you were to draw up a defensive player from scratch to say like, hey, who do you want in your front seven in Jeff Hafley's defense? Man, I would have a very hard time picking almost anyone, maybe Lawrence Taylor over what you would maybe get with Jeff, maybe Charles Woodson in his prime too. Like, there's a couple maybe, but we're talking like in that upper echelon, like Mount Rushmore players. Yes. Yeah. Like Mount Rushmore of players that I would draw up to be in Jeff Hafley's defense. And he has one of those now.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking Trey Hendrickson obviously did the 1 year extension in Cincinnati, but like, I felt like that was more in line. It was hard for me to fathom the Packers giving up two first round picks just because that's not something Goot has done. Right. But even any of the other like top tier pass rushers who they could have traded for, right? They were kind of in on that, like Max Crosby, but then he stayed, or like when Myles Garrett became available. The pattern here is all those guys are later in their career. You're getting them at the back end, probably maybe their last contract, maybe like those like 1 to 2 year deals, just like see how things go as they age. Like, this is prime Micah Parsons. This is second year, second contract. Like, That is crazy. I mean, to your point earlier about Xavier McKinney as well, like getting guys at that stage, like you are basically betting on someone who's already proven they're good. Not good, great. Like there is no like risk here, really. It's you are getting someone who you know is going to perform at the highest level for your team, who is already in contention. Like I'd say the Packers were like fully, you know, playoff expectations. We wanted to see how they played this season to see if they were going to make that jump from good to great, like we didn't see last year. But like now they were fully Super Bowl contenders. And yes, one player can do that for you when you already have a very solid foundation of a roster. So just crazy. I my thoughts are all over the place. Just crazy town.
Ages 26, 27, 28, 29 over the next 4 years for Micah Parsons. That's exactly where you want it to be. It's been, and it fits with the timeline of this team. Like Perry, they got younger in this deal. This is not usually the case. Usually like when you're bringing on, like to your point, if you go get a Max Crosby, if you go get a Trey Hendrickson, usually those are the type of players that are involved here of like, oh, you're taking on a 30-year-old, but you're opening up a window over the course of the next few seasons. He fits like a glove with this timeline that already exists at age 26 right. years old. And you got about almost 4 years younger by making this deal from going from Kenny Clark to Micah Parsons. It's the whole thing is so astounding. I don't even know what other words there are to say right now.
Yeah, astounding is a good one. I mean, just think about like Jeff Hafley. Like 2 years ago, he was coaching BC football and he made his jump to the NFL. And now look at the players that he has to just like have fun with. Like that is so what a crazy time in Jeff Hafley's life. I don't know why that was one of my first thoughts yesterday, but like imagine just like being in like, you know, middling like college football world, and then now you have Mike Parsons on your defense.
The biggest collateral damage of this entire deal is the napkins in Jeff Hafley's house. That dude is just scribbling on napkins everywhere right now, like writing plays, like wherever he is. Like if there's a paper plate laying around, he is like drawing up something new with Micah Parsons right now. Like there's probably like marker on his walls of just like, he's just probably nonstop right now, drawing up plays everywhere. What I would love to be to see what like Jeff Hafley's going through and thinking and how he's like already figuring out the best ways to utilize Micah Parsons in this defense. That's a really fun piece. The actual piece of collateral damage that may come out of this is we might only get one more year of Jeff Hafley if this comes to fruition. If this team has a top 1-2 defense and that dude interviews the way that he interviews, that might be the one downside of this, but we will get to that in the future. And when that comes to fruition, right now, like I said, you could not have a better match made in heaven with Jeff Hafley and Micah Parsons.
Yeah. And I love what this does for the rest of this defense too. I mean, they already landed in the top 10 at the end of last season statistically. So this is like a very good defense ascending. And again, like, yes, missing that like key pass rusher. I mean, we all watched last season. I don't need to like reiterate what was missing. Yep. But I just think Micah now as the center allows Rashawn Gary to go eat in a way that he hasn't really been able to. It allows LVN to be just so less you were saying it before I hopped on, but like less pressure on LVN to like make that huge jump. Although it sounds like in camp, he looks great. The weak link I put in quotes, cause it's I think middle, but weak link of this defense is of course the cornerback room, but like having an amazing pass rush takes so much pressure off of them as well. Not to mention like you have two incredible safeties in the back end just to kind of clean things up if anything were to happen. And then of course, I mean, you pair Micah with Edgerrin Cooper, who is also on an upward trajectory, although earlier in his career to be an absolute star. Like this defense is in such an amazing position to be top five, to make that jump from top 10 to top five. And I have faith in this offense to become what we know it can be. I have faith in Matt LaFleur to scheme up, you know, an offensive, you know, game plan. But to have finally a good offense paired with potentially a great defense, like that's the stuff that you wait for. Like that's the stuff that you are like, okay, if we can put that together, which they've had trouble with in the past, right? I mean, this is again putting a lot of pressure on one player to come in and totally change everything, but it's the makings of a really fantastic team.
It really is. And one of the things that I've talked about at length lately is, to me, you can be a really good team with maybe not having a top 10, top 8, top 5 pass rush in the NFL. It is exceedingly hard to win a Super Bowl unless you're in that category. It's a prerequisite, in my opinion, to have a, I'm going to say top 6 to top 8 pass rush at worst. And I mean at worst, if you want to really be a true Super Bowl contender, it is so hard to get through the best teams in the NFL in at least 2 playoff games, if not 3, plus a Super Bowl. You might win 1, you might win 2, you might get to the Super Bowl, but having to go through all of that when you're facing the best quarterbacks, the best offensive lines, and trying to just not being able to get there and not get there. We saw Jalen Hurts in the playoff, that one play where he just sat in the pocket for like 20 minutes and then fired a touchdown pass. You can't live in that world. It just is it's a non-starter. You're not going to win a Super Bowl if you can't get there with 4 guys. There has to be a point in the time where it's 3rd and 8 and they know that you're rushing 4 guys. You know that you're rushing 4 guys. The entire stadium knows you're rushing 4 and covering with 7. And those 4 guys just have to be able to beat the offensive linemen, whether it's Detroit, Minnesota, Philly, with their really good offensive lines. You have to have answers to it. You have to still pressure that quarterback. And that's been such an issue for Green Bay. The smoke in the mirrors and the scheming up. Jerry Jones can talk about, oh, Matt Eberflus can scheme up defense. Good luck. You can do that for a little bit. You can only do that for so long. And when push comes to shove and you face the best of the best, your front 4 has to get there against their front 5, and they just have to win. And now they have the ability to do that with Micah Parsons. And again, how everything else slots out after that. I trust it now. That is a massive difference maker for this team.
Completely agree. And it was tough sometimes last season, most of the time, watching them rush 4 and just like being right there. But then, you know, the quarterback of the opposing team just getting the ball off. You and I have talked a lot the last couple of years. And this was also one of my first thoughts yesterday, which was about like how many game changing players do the Packers have, right? Not just on the defensive side of the ball, but in total, like really, truly, like, you know, in any moment, like, they are going to make a game changing play. And for the last few seasons, they've had really good players, but not players that like fit into that category necessarily. And I think the last 2 seasons, like, they have been acquiring and adding those type of players. But without that game-wrecking pass rusher, it's harder for those players to make those game-changing plays, I think, in my opinion, on defense, right? Like Xavier McKinney, it's incredible if he gets an interception, but how much easier is it when he has a sick pass rush in front of him? And now they have not just a game-changing player, but like the game-changing player. I mean, I think it's like him and Myles Garrett in my mind in the league right now. So it just like, again, I've seen a lot of like, well, one player doesn't, you know, put you over the edge this month, like this much.
It might.
Actually, yeah. It, like the Packers went from 9.5 wins in Vegas to 10.5 wins. Like he literally moved them an entire win up in the odds. Like that is what this guy is. And I just see it. I see now at every level, especially on this defense, those to our conversation, like game changing, play making guys.
Went up a win in the odds, went from 2nd in the odds to win the NFC North to 1st in the odds to win the NFC North, went from a 1-point favorite against the Lions to a 2.5-point favorite against the Lions. He's moving things already, and he hasn't even stepped inside. Well, maybe he stepped inside the building by now. But yeah, that's the craziness of Micah Parsons. Perry, I am sad because I know you and I could do this for probably, what, like another 7 hours straight and nonstop with no issue. But we do have a whole other segment to get to and got to get to some commercials here. But I definitely want to give you the opportunity to plug PAX, what she said, and anything else you want to plug on the way out.
Okay, great. Yes, I am one half of a podcast called PAX What She Said with Maggie Loney. Maggie is fantastic. We are going to have 2 episodes a week this season, a preview show and a post-game show. So you can find us on YouTube, everywhere where you get your podcasts. You can look us up, and we do have a Micah Parsons breakdown that we recorded about 45 minutes after. So you're going to see like real live reactions over on YouTube. And yeah, just thanks for having me, Andy. I'm so excited for the season.
It did very much cross my mind as I was racing back from Chicago to try to get the, I'm like, I might just break it. There might be an Andy size hole in Maggie Loney's house. And you guys might be in the middle of a podcast. And I'm just like, I'm here. We're talking Micah Parsons. Like
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code home run for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It definitely did cross my mind. So there was almost a very awkward and fun cameo from me just like being like, just racing in like panicked of like, we're talking about Micah Parsons. So I wish I would have done it. It didn't work out that way. But Perry, I'm so glad that we got to talk about it today. Follow her over on social media at Perry_Goldstein. And Perry, we'll do this again very, very soon.
Can't wait. Thanks, Andy.
Huge thank you to Perry for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. More Micah Parsons Day right after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.